This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on April 7th, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Open meeting of the Federal Election Commission on April 7th, 2011 will come to order. The first item on our agenda is the correction and approval of minutes. Is there a motion?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to move to approve agenda document number 11-17, minutes for the open session held on March 16th, 2011.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 6-0. The next item on our agenda, we're actually going to move to the bottom. It's the draft advisory opinion for the party committees, and we'll take that up just in a few minutes once we have another agenda document being copied. There are a couple of late submitted documents that the commission will consider this morning. Is there a motion to have those before the commission?
Yes, I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider the late submission of agenda document numbers 11-14B, 11-19, and 11-18A.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries 6-0. We'll now move to draft advisory opinion 2011-04, American Israel Public Affairs Committee. And Nevin Stepanovic from the Council's office will present. Please proceed when ready.
Thank you, Chair Bowerly. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 1119, response to a request for advisory opinion filed on behalf of the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. APAC, an incorporated membership organization, intends to encourage all federal candidates to prepare position papers on the United States-Israel relationship. APAC plans to post the position papers on a portion of its website that is accessible only to APAC members. The position papers will be prepared by the candidates or their campaign staff and will be posted in their entirety without any editing by APAC. The position papers will state the candidates' views on issues affecting the United States-Israel relationship and will not contain any express advocacy. APAC asks whether it may post these position papers on a members-only portion of APAC website. The draft before you concludes that it may. The Commission did not receive any comments on the advisory opinion request or on the advisory opinion draft. I'll be happy to address any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Council. Is there any discussion or questions for Council on this draft advisory opinion? Is there a motion? Vice Chair Hunter.
I move approval of agenda document number 11-19.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries 6-0. Thank you, Council. The next item on our agenda is the proposed final audit report on the Tennessee Democratic Party, A0707. Mr. Nerthen, proceed when ready.
Before the Commission is the proposed final audit report on the Tennessee Democratic Party. We'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have at this time.
Thank you. The Commission took its vote on this report on the recommendations of the Audit Division nearly a year ago. After that point, the Commission adopted a new directive with respect to processing of audit reports. So this one came back up before us in the course of those revisions. And the changes that you'll notice from the document, one document that was made blue last week and the one that is before the also before the Commission this morning, attempts to clarify what the Commission was voting on and explain fully the Commission's conclusion with respect to a couple of the proposed findings. The goal in trying to make some of the changes in the Directive 70 that the Commission adopted last year was to fully explain the process for the audits and to fully explain what the Commission's conclusion was with respect to the recommendations of the Audit Division. So that is how we got to this point procedurally. And I don't know if there are any discussion on this document or questions for the auditors. If not, if there's a motion.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I move to approve agenda document 11-18-A.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries 6-0. Excellent timing. As the secretary is passing out another draft on one of the advisory opinions, I did want to take a moment to announce that the commission has adopted advisory opinion 2011-05, a request by Representative Terry Lee. The advisory opinion concluded that, I'm sorry?
Lee Terry.
That would, my apologies to Representative. The advisory opinion concluded that the representative could use campaign funds to offset the cost of enhanced security at his home. The commission expedited its consideration of the request because of the possible security threat to the representative and his family, and the fact that there was unanimity among the commissioners with respect to that advisory opinion. So again, as of Friday, we adopted advisory opinion 2011-05. So that information is found on our website, but we did want, normally we adopt advisory opinions at our open meetings, but because of the unique circumstances of that advisory opinion, we had adopted it on Friday. We will now move to draft advisory opinion 2011-03. Mr. Adkins.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, everybody. We're here to continue consideration of a advisory opinion request submitted by the Republican National Committee, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, the National Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, the National Republican Congressional Committee, and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Agenda documents 11-14, 11-14A, and 11-14B respond to that request, which asks whether the committees may use their recount funds to pay costs associated with a lawsuit brought by Ralph Janvey seeking disgorgement of funds under Texas state law. Drafts A and C conclude that the committees may use their funds, and draft B concludes they may not. Drafts A and C. We received one comment. I'll be happy to answer any questions that y'all may have.
I spoke with the back. Thank you, Council. There, as the Council mentioned, there is a new draft before the Commission. Is there any discussion on that draft? I understand that we do have representatives from the requesters. If there are any questions for the requesters, we could ask them to join us. If there is only, if we're ready to proceed to a vote, that's fine as well. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is, I suppose this is a case of victory snatched from the jaws of defeat several times over. It almost went down last time, and at the end of the last discussion, I said, well, maybe we can work on it a little bit longer, and we did a lot longer up until, there's another one of these. I love it when we have agenda documents that are date-stamped 9/59. But I appreciate my colleagues' willingness to work with me on this and trying to find a way to answer this question. It was a little bit of a challenge because some of us wanted to answer it more broadly than I at least was willing to go. For me, this is a case that's all about anomalous facts. But I think that draft C, which is, in the odd way that we number things, draft C is agenda document 11-14B. I think it will allow everyone to preserve their positions for a later day. So I'm happy to move approval. I don't know if anybody else wants to say anything about this.
Commissioner Walther.
As I said at the last meeting, I would be interested in a way to cabin this one in so it was clear that this was it. And also, it was important to me to have a redesignation. I'm not going to support draft B, but I would support a yes answer if there were redesignation. I'm going to write separately on the subject.
Is there any further discussion? Mr. Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just also want to thank all of my colleagues for working on this. I guess like Congress, sometimes we, you know, it takes us right up until the deadline to get things done as we are going back and forth. But I think that, you know, this is a compromise draft, and like all compromises, I think we're satisfied in some respects and unsatisfied in other respects. But I think the greatest satisfaction, I think that we were able to work together to find a yes, to find a majority, I think is a good thing in this instance. I just want to thank, I know that, again, all the offices and all the staffs were instrumental. I'll just give a little shout-out to my staff, Kevin Plummer and John Barman, who spent much time with Commissioner Weintraub's staff, specifically Sam Brown, and bouncing ideas back and forth and doing so in good faith so that we could find a way in order to thread the needle where we could find a majority. And I don't think this will upset the apple cart, if I may suggest one small amendment. I notice on page 1, line 18, that the distinguished Mr. Swoboda's first name, there's the, we kind of, it's a brain.
I may not miss that.
But it does apply, brain.
It does. I know. He may object to that amendment.
We meant it as a compliment. Well, that just shows how, I'm sorry, I wasn't even recognized.
It's the sort of thing that wouldn't be caught in spell check or anything, and like, you know, Commissioner McGann said, I mean, it's applicable as well, but I don't know if Mr. Swoboda would object to that small amendment, but just for the sake of making sure that his birth name is spelled correctly.
I don't know.
Commissioner Weintraub.
I wonder how many drafts that it's been like that in, because I would have thought we would have copied it off the last one. Well, that just shows how quickly we were sending these drafts flying back and forth. In fact, Mr. Burrowman on Commissioner Peterson's staff was trying to walk out the door yesterday, and I stopped him at the elevator. I said, no, wait, I've got another draft coming. So I appreciate that he did wait. And with apologies to my good friend, Mr. Swoboda, for misspelling his name, but only in the most complimentary way, I move approval of Agenda Document 11-14B, which is Draft C of Advisory Opinion 2011-03.
Any discussion on the motion? I'll not be able to support this draft. As I explained at the last meeting when we discussed this, this line of AOs that has allowed for recount funds has been limited in that way, and you know, while I share the sympathy of this unusual case, it seems to me that I don't see that this fits into that line. At the end of the day, obviously, one vote isn't going to destroy this compromise, so that's fine. But I just wanted to state for the record what my position is. Is there any other discussion? Commissioner Weintraub.
I just wanted to clarify that my motion included the technical and conforming amendments, including the correction of Mr. Swoboda's name.
Any further discussion on the motion?
Good catch.
Commissioner McGann.
I can't resist. One could imagine if we actually adopted it. I could see the website now called The Brain by the Federal Election Commission. Mr. Sova, that represents. I mean, the marketing potential would have been tremendous.
But then retracting it.
Well, it's still a blue document, though. He could still cite, I mean, it's still an FEC document, so I think he could probably still use it for marketing purposes.
What I think is so funny is that we misspelled his first name.
Any further discussion on the motion or on Mr. Swoboda's name? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
No. A motion carries 4-2. I believe that is all of the business before us. Ms. Carmona, are there any management or administrative matters we need to attend to?
There are none, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Our meeting is adjourned. Thank you.